the Dorito taco. They fall apart like hell.
They do. They just go snap. It's like, clip, oh, there goes half the taco.
Oh, we're recording already?
Gotta edit it anyway.
True.
Yeah. This is our Nomcast.
Nomcast.
And there's the name.
So, this is Theater Mode.
Shut up, you.
With Jesse, Harrison, and John, because Josh is a douche and couldn't make it.
No,
wait, why couldn't Josh make it?
He's getting some poontang.
Down in Reading.
That's it.
Probably went to Reading for St. Paddy's Day.
That was yesterday. You could have been back here by now.
Not if you got drunk.
John was drunk.
Oh, yeah, I was seriously fucked up last night.
So, yes.
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Much drinking.
What's up?
And deliciousness.
Merp.
So, heads up for anyone who wants to go eat Taco Bell's new Dorito taco. It sucks.
It's just a Taco Bell taco with nacho cheese dust.
And it falls apart and creates a giant mess, and there's way too much garbage.
And they give you some kind of Dorito ad receptacle with a Facebook ad on it, and it just gets in the way.
Oh, it has a QR code.
Oh, look at that.
The chalupas are still good, though.
I actually got tired of chalupas.
I did, too.
Like, amazingly tired of chalupas.
For some reason, every one I get nowadays comes out, like, stale. Like, they haven't been used in so long.
Wait, have you been getting them from up here?
Yeah.
How's yours, John?
Fine.
Huh. They must have just opened the box.
Yeah, really.
Anyways.
But anyway, so.
What have you been doing, Harrison? We're doing the podcast in the rain. Wait for it. There's gonna be more noise. There's gonna be more.
God damn it, Johnny's still warm.
So do I.
You're a fat fuck. What do you expect?
The reason behind that one.
I'm just talking my mouth fully defined.
Anyway,
you're gonna understand me.
So,
I really enjoy it, right?
I guess we'll start then.
So, what have you been up to this week, Harrison?
Work. MS Effect 3.
Yeah? How was it?
I guess we'll talk about that in game news.
Okay.
Fairly quickly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well.
But, you guys?
We have been recording a movie.
Oh, yeah?
For my art class. I just got done editing and putting everything together. I just have to add audio, credits, and subtitles.
Subtitles?
I'm making it a foreign film. I put a rating system on the very front. I took a picture of the MPAA's warning thing, you know, PG-13 for this, that, and the other thing.
I
took one of those, put it in paint, edited it up a bit, so now it's rated A for a passing grade. And in the little disclaimer of what's supposed to be in it, I put bad acting, subtitles, foreign language, and bad editing. Because at a random point, I'm supposed to be shot in the arm, and I look at it, I lower my arm, and I realized I need to add in the fact of me being shot, which we did in the second frame. So all of a sudden, my arm, my hand, is magically on my bicep?
You're just like, ah.
Because of editing. But John's was the best. It was supposed to be a serious movie at first, but then when I started editing, I was like, no chance in hell this is going to be serious.
I don't think there's any way you guys can make a serious movie.
But, no, it was great. John was standing there, and the person we had being the assassin, they're having their little back and forth talk. She pulls out a gun, and I had made squibs, which were condoms with a metal washer super glued to it, and fishing line. Well, I had it strapped to John, and the first time we had tried it, and it pulled, the condom came out of the tape. So we did a second shot with it more secure. And what was great is John's standing there, you know, kind of lit, like the A stance kind of thing. He's standing there. And she pulls the gun out, pulls the trigger, they pull the squib, and John goes, looks down at his shirt, pulls it out a little bit, looks back up, looks toward the camera, smiling the whole time. And then you can hear in the audio before I ripped it out. Now, good, just act like you were shot. So he looks back and then just buckles his knee and falls backwards.
When I seen that, I was like, I have to keep the whole thing. And it has to be a comedy. That's actually what I was going to show you, because I have it on my phone. I just couldn't find the folder.
Oh, well, we'll take a look at it afterwards, real quick, since you know where it is now. Okay. Well, let's get this shit show on the road.
No, that should have been a movie news.
That probably should have been. So, yeah, weird news.
Weird news? Okay.
So, in a Pennsylvania zoo, they gave an elderly gorilla a bunny companion.
What happened to the bunny?
Apparently they're getting along just fine.
Yeah?
They share their food, and gives it little rubs on the chin.
We must be kind of low on bizarre news.
A little bit. I don't know, it was just kind of like, oh, let's use whatever we can get this week, since last week was really dry. But
so, a gorilla with a bunny becomes a topic.
It's interesting. You would think gorilla bunny and the gorilla would fucking smash it. But they get along just fine. Then again, it's an elderly female gorilla that lost its buddy.
In Nom. Nom.
No, but I don't get how they're like just now they decide to give her a new, like a bunny friend when she lost her quote-unquote full-time friend in 2005. 7 years later, they're like, oh, she's gonna die. Let's give her a bunny. That'll make everything better.
Well, maybe they were just making sure she wouldn't crush it.
I don't know.
Maybe they had to requisition it first. It took 7 years for the forms to go through.
Requisition a bunny?
Yes.
Had to go through customs. That's
a standard issue.
Standard issue bunny.
Yep.
What's going on in our armies nowadays? There's your standard issue, bunny.
Well, speaking of bunnies, we might as well skip around a little bit. And in Germany, a 17-day-old earless bunny got stepped on by a cameraman.
A cameraman stepped on an earless bunny?
Yeah. Well, the bunny was actually the story. Like, oh, there's an earless bunny. It's cute and adorable and...
I guess they make better news about it by stepping on it.
Yeah.
So the entire thing that makes a rabbit or a bunny a bunny and super cute, it was missing.
Well, it still had the tail.
At that point, it's just like a bob cat then.
Bob cat?
A bobbed cat.
Oh.
There's a lot of bunny news today.
Yeah.
Well, at least I like the dolphin news. Oh, God. Bunny news like the dolphin news episode. People have been doing bad things with bunnies.
Bunnies. I'm going to look them up today.
No, this is
he does that shit. He really does.
I don't do that.
Wait. I like kitty cats today.
Wait a minute. I missed a big chunk of that conversation because I was just now talking about the dolphin thing. People are doing bad things with bunnies. And she says, he does that. I'm like, wait, what?
I really don't.
Poor so, bunnies.
Anyway.
Do they squeal?
They go, meep.
Actually, bunnies do scream if you hurt them.
The bunnies really charged.
I'm setting myself up to be a serial murderer, okay?
Oh, God.
I used to have a 16-foot Burmese python. And every once in a while, he wouldn't clamp down on its head. It would start screaming.
Oh, yeah, I remember Monty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to see him eat a rabbit once, and then I seen it, and I was like, I don't want to see that again.
Essentially.
You know, imagine a 16-foot thing. It's like three of me almost long. Bite down on the face of one of the cutest things in existence and then wrap itself around it and squeeze it to death. It's actually kind of fun watching it.
Well, people have some differences, opinions on what's entertainment.
Essentially.
Hence our podcast.
Yep. Anywho, so...
Away from bunny news.
Yeah, away from bunny news and onto just generally sad news. So, the Boston police have banned quote-unquote slam dancing, a.k.a. mosh pitting, in Boston. It's a sad day.
At least the Boston police didn't ban it everywhere.
Yeah. It's our jurisdiction now, no mosh pits.
Anywhere there is a mosh pit, anywhere there is people flinging themselves at each other, that is my jurisdiction.
Well, I guess when we went to the Avenged Sevenfold concert, they told everyone in the audience that while asking Alexandria was out. The Boston Place will get you if you mosh. No one moved. It's a sad day when a band actually has to ask for their mosh pit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Well, they were a horrible band, weren't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they were god awful.
They were hideous. We're calling you out, Alex, asking Alexandria. They're horrible.
We do call out there.
Bring it on. Shows you don't suck. Anyway, so slam dancing is now illegal in Boston, huh?
Stupid. Get over it. It's been happening forever.
Too long.
Mosh pits are always going to be cool.
But think of the children.
Now there's going to be speakeasies for mosh pits.
Yeah.
What's the password? Break your fucking face! Okay, you can come in.
Exactly. Anywho, so...
They're going to have levers you pull it and the dance floor drops out.
Into a giant meat grinder.
That or just a really long fall and they won't break their legs. Told you not to slam dance!
No, it's back in the speakeasies. If the cop knocks on the door, they had a lever. He pulled it, and the shells would drop, and the bottles would drop down and break, or maybe not necessarily break, but they would fall down behind the bar, so you couldn't see them, and the shells come back up.
This is what real slam dancing is.
What, just all the people would disappear, and so it'd just be like the band playing to just the people in the seats. Yeah. And the cops would go away and be like, all right, then turn around, then immediately start moshing again.
Okay, mosh pit news. Yeah, that was okay.
Okay.
Anyways,
go ahead, Jesse.
So, apparently, a kid was arrested for stabbing his friend, and he was quoted as saying the Ouija board told him to do it.
The Ouija board told him to do it. Is this going to be the plot for the Ouija board movie?
I'm thinking.
There's a Ouija board movie?
What? Michael Bay. I'm not even shitting you.
How the fuck is he supposed to blow things up? It's a Ouija board.
The Ouija board told people to do it.
Oh, there we go.
He told them to make his friends suicide bombers.
Well, no, apparently they were in the forest or something like that behind their high school in Texas, and they were playing with Ouija board, which, by the way, is marketed by Hasbro. Hasbro told them, or told him to stab his friend. And the reason why was because apparently his friend was the cause of all of his bad stuff. I forgot the exact wording on that, but yeah, it was because of his friend that all this bad shit was happening to him. And so the Ouija board told him to stab his friend.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, reasonable excuse to me.
Well, you guys know how a Ouija board actually works, right?
Not a clue.
I forgot.
Needs at least two people. When you're touching it, your arms have involuntary muscle movements while you're holding onto it, and because you're not purposely doing that, you think that something else is moving it. So then the other person doesn't know that you're doing it because it's tiny little movements. So between the two of you, with your involuntary muscle movements, it'll move towards something, and then it's pretty much your subconscious mind telling you what you want to hear between the two of you.
So his subconscious mind told him to stab his friend?
That or his friend did.
Stab me!
Stab me! Do it!
We must revisit this when we get to movie news, because we've got to talk about the Ouija board movie some more.
Well, why don't we do it now? We're on the subject, and there is no Ouija board news in the movie news.
Well, yeah. What do we know about this movie?
Nothing, other than it's going to be Michael Bay and then the guy who did the Paranormal Activity movies.
Oh, God.
So it'll be scary explosions.
So it's going to be found tape of explosions.
It'll be like Cloverfield, but with Ouija boards.
Actually, while we're on the subject of like found tape documentary things, have you guys watched The River?
No,
I haven't.
It's a show on.
I've seen Rubber.
Yeah, that sounds dirty.
I have Rubber's tape to me.
So it's this movie about, not a movie, it's a show about this guy who's supposed to be some wildlife, kind of like Steve Irwin, and he goes in search of real magic in the Amazon, and he gets stuck out in the Amazon by himself, so his family goes look for him. And the last episode I saw had this demon that it whistled, and you had to whistle back the tune in order to keep it from killing you. And I was thinking to myself, what the fuck is that? I know that. It was Epona's song from Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
So no demons play Zelda?
Apparently.
No shit.
Yeah.
Like, really, I'm going to have to look it up. It's one of those things where I'm not going to believe it until I see it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. That's...
Maybe that's another thing we'll have to check out real quick.
Yeah.
But, okay. So, demons. What do you think the villain's going to be in the Ouija board movie? It's going to be a demon.
I think it's going to be the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be some split personality psychopath kind of guy.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. Like the whole Fight Club idea.
Yeah.
Why can't it be all of those?
It could be. Except not with demons.
They made Battleship into an alien movie. I think they can make whatever the fuck they want with the Ouija board movie.
Essentially.
Now, wait. Is Battleship is owned by what company?
Hasbro?
Okay, so Hasbro's just coming out with a crap load of movies.
Yeah. Like, well, we're not selling shit for games anymore.
Yeah, let's try to make them popular again through movies.
This is nothing like the movie. Throw away fucking Battleship. Fuck Candyland. There's no Adam Sandler in this.
Wait, is that out?
No.
Okay.
I want to play Battle Shots.
Oh, yeah. Battle Shots.
We were supposed to play that last night.
Well, it's just too short of notice to be able to set it all up.
True.
Plus, we really wanted to start drinking already.
Oh, you have Battle Shots?
No.
Oh.
We need to make it.
Oh, you were gonna make your own Battle Shots?
Yeah, but it would have taken too long.
Yeah.
Board games. Anyways.
So, the Gettysburg National Military Park gift shop had to take their John Wilkes Booth bobbleheads off the shelves after a week because people were getting offended by it.
It'd be more offensive if it was an Abraham Lincoln bobblehead with a John Wilkes Booth like character standing next to it with an extended gun.
Well, the thing is, he has a gun like this. He's holding his arms crossed with a gun, and then he sold right next to the Abraham Lincoln ones.
What I think it should have been was an Abraham Lincoln bobblehead with a John Wilkes Booth character behind it pointing a gun that has this little thing that comes out and hits the head.
They're like, it's really popular. I don't know why they get offended by it.
I want a John Wilkes Booth bobblehead.
I'd be like, bitch, that was years ago.
Get over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like, what, too soon?
Apparently, they're like, oh, well, we're still selling it online, so if you want your John Wilkes Booth bobbleheads, Google it.
Do you remember how much it's being sold for?
I would guess, like, $8 or something like that. I wouldn't pay more than $8 for a bobblehead.
Yeah, true. I'm not a big fan of bobbleheads anyway.
They'd probably get you with the shipping. But anyway.
Yeah, they'd shoot you in the head.
So.
But I'm bummed.
Too soon? So, a Colorado man was ticketed for tethering his cat to a rock while he jogged, after the cat couldn't keep up with him.
Why was he taking his cat for a jog?
Exactly. It's kind of a no-brainer that the cat wouldn't be able to keep up with him. Like, they only do that weird thing where they ghost walk if they're, like, trying to get away from, like, the middle of the street. They're not going to do that constantly.
Ghost walk? What?
Brady knows what I'm talking about. The little fast walk thing, like
what? I've never seen a cat do that in my life, and I've owned lots of cats.
Well, apparently you need to drive around here a couple times and wait till there's a cat trying to cross the road because it'll go right underneath the car.
Maybe that happens when the car is actually about to hit it.
No, they're like. Just like that. But yeah, I don't understand why you'd get ticketed for it. I mean, I guess
animal cruelty.
I don't know.
Cats probably don't like to be leashed.
Yeah.
He probably wanted the cat to get stronger by pulling the rock.
Cat training.
He wanted a super buff cat.
Well, he started off with pebbles and worked his way up. The cat was just really tired that day.
I don't understand how that's animal cruelty, though. He's just going for a jog. It's not like he was leaving it there for good.
Well, true, but it's just... I can't get the concept of taking a cat for a jog. Cats don't like leashes.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Have you ever tried to put your cat on a leash?
I have.
Yeah.
They fucking flip out.
Raven didn't.
No, she just kind of sat there and walked within the boundaries.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
She actually would walk on a leash.
We started when she was little. Kitten.
Yeah.
I guess that would make sense. Because every cat that I've ever seen, you put a leash on them and all of a sudden they either become a lump or they just start flipping out. So.
One of the two.
Yeah. The fact is, I've never heard a cat taking to a leash.
Yeah, well, at least I've never heard of one going on a jog.
So how much do you think the ticket would be for?
I don't know.
If it was California, it'd be like $500.
Yeah.
$500 ticket. No, I couldn't see it for being more than like 100. But that's stupid, though.
I'm going to say $250.
$250.
And the actual retail price is?
Of tethering your cat to a rock. That's stupid, though. Like, for that to have stuck, I would have thought that he had to be gone for like half an hour, at least.
Well, how big was the park?
How big was the rock?
How big was the rock? When does that factor into the price of fucking tickets? How big was, what kind of cat was it?
Well, if it was a bobcat.
What color was the leash?
No, sorry, a bobbed cat. That was it.
Was it connected to his neck, or did he have a harness? Go all kinds of ways.
It's just duct taped to the rock.
Yeah, pretty much. He just straight up...
Weird.
Okay. Movie news.
Movie news. Okay. What do we got for movie news?
Shit. RoboCop reboot that no one is going to see. Next.
Wait. RoboCop reboot.
Now they're rebooting RoboCop now.
Have they said anything about it yet?
The guy who's going to be in it, it's someone that I just don't even know.
So it's a new guy?
Yeah, some new guy.
Has he been in anything before?
Nothing that I've heard of.
Do you remember the names of any of this stuff?
I can pause and find out. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
So he was in... Chihuahua.
What was that, like the breed of the Chihuahuas?
little yappy killer dogs.
I can just see rat-sized things in that whole... It would make more sense why he missed the dog and shot her in the leg.
Yeah.
I love the look on that dog's face when he did that, too. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I was like...
Like, even I wouldn't have done that to her, man.
It's fucked up, man.
I was just going to nod her a little bit. You just shot her with a fucking arrow.
Or at the end, I was like, there's going to be a dog on that boat.
Yeah. And there's the dog. Apparently it's 7.9 out of 10. Not Chihuahua, The Killing. It's a TV series.
Oh.
And he's like the co-host. Or yeah, co-host, but co-star. Supporting actor. Oh.
What's the name of the guy?
Joel Kinnaman.
Never heard of him.
I haven't even heard of The Killing. Kind of looks like a douche.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm RoboCop.
No.
Nope.
No.
Well, it's fine. You only get to see... Well, you get to see that pedo stash he has, and that's about it.
The cool thing is you get to see him get completely fucking blown apart.
Hopefully, if
so,
it's done right.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's that.
So, a RoboCop reboot. You know, I'll be honest, I never really cared for the RoboCop series all that much anyways.
Yeah, they're... I don't know.
I like them.
It's not one of those movies I'd be like, hey, we should watch RoboCop. I haven't seen that in a while. Nope.
It's one of those movies I can only catch on TV because my mom was too conservative.
See, actually what's funny is just a week ago, I watched Ghostbusters 2 again.
Did you?
I was like, yes. Giant Statue of Liberty walking down the middle of the street.
To what song was it?
Oh. I can hear it in my head.
One of the lyrics.
I don't remember.
Come on, sing it, man. Sing it.
If I can get it out from my head, I would.
Can you hum the tune?
No. I can hear it. I can't reproduce it. Maybe it was Tina Turner?
Tina Turner. Probably.
No. It was older than that. Shit. Are you looking it up?
Maybe.
That's cheating.
No.
But we will allow it this time.
All I know is it also made the toaster dance.
Yeah.
Full screen and show John.
Wonder what? Well, she's naked under that toga. She's French. You know that.
Yes, we are watching Ghostbusters. It's positively charged.
Thank you. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Hey, how many of you people here tonight are a National Monument? Would you raise your hand, please?
Hey. I know the singer's black.
It's
slime time.
It's not even good if I can get it to this. I'm not there. Never mind.
You know, they need to... Are they going to reboot the Ghostbusters series?
You know Dan Aykroyd's kind of a dick, right?
Yeah.
Because if they reboot it, they need to have... Nintendo!
NES. NES arcade stick. Winner.
Dan Aykroyd came into my store a while back for his bottle signing.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Oh. For his crystal head vodka.
Here you go.
He was wearing his hat pulled down low and his giant sunglasses, and he would not take them off. I didn't take pictures with him.
Okay, now no one can hear us talk.
Anyway. I wonder if it did pick up all of John talking about Dan Aykroyd in there, because that's actually a good story.
What? Well, go ahead and let's recap just in case. Probably couldn't hear us over it.
So a while back, Dan Aykroyd comes into my store for a bottle signing, and he comes in wearing a hat pulled down low and giant aviator sunglasses so you couldn't even see his face. And he would not take them off, not even for pictures of people.
Maybe he was just a lookalike?
I don't know.
That would be my excuse as to not take them off. I'm a lookalike, so I don't want you to see my face where you know, you could tell that I'm definitely not Dan Aykroyd.
Well, we could just pretty much sum this up in saying that Dan Aykroyd is the worst Canadian ever.
Yeah, he really is.
He makes really shitty vodka, and he doesn't appear to be himself at signings. I hate Crystal Skull. It's just gross.
He also...
vodka's gross in general.
Well, I mean, I could take shots of fucking Smirnoff something or other, but...
I can't even do that anymore, do you? After the nights of the apartment?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can barely stand the smell of it. All that vodka we used to drink.
Smirnoff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shots after shots. Mushishi.
God.
I was watching that series yesterday, and I was like, do I really want to suggest this as a drinking game again?
Oh, so I found out a new drinking game that we need to play, actually.
Hmm.
We can use any alcohol we want. We use the movie Twilight. Anytime Bella makes shows an emotion on her face, we take a shot.
That's not possible.
Yeah,
that's a sober night for us.
My game is better. You see the title, take 40 shots so you die before you even have to watch the movie.
Should we talk about that night?
Which night?
The Mushishi night.
We can.
We might as well.
Yeah.
We might as well since we went there already.
Yeah.
So, we were over at Jesse's place.
Antioch at the time.
Yeah, in Antioch. For,
I believe it was the first night you drank, too.
I think it was.
Mm.
Great way to bring in someone to drinking.
I bought 12 shot glasses from the dollar store.
Well, we were going to do shot glass checkers.
Yeah.
That was the original plan.
But I guess we didn't have enough or something.
Yeah, something happened.
Or we didn't have it. We didn't have another color alcohol.
Oh, that was right.
Mm.
So,
because we only drank vodka at the time.
Yeah.
So I also bought a 1.75 handle of Smirnoff. And the rule of the game was every time a Mushi shows up on the screen, on the anime Mushishi, you take a shot. We forgot that the first episode is the episode that they introduce you to Mushi, and therefore they are every fucking where in that episode.
And as the episode went on, we were like, groups of Mushi count as one. Oh crap, the grandma's a Mushi. Oh crap, that's a Mushi. Okay, wait, we can skip this one. Because it showed it was before, so we won't count that as a whole new Mushi.
Yeah.
But that one is shit! What was it, 12 shots later in the first episode?
10 minutes into the first episode. Yeah. And we are two-thirds of the way through that 1.75 of vodka. Like, no more. No more. Oh god, please, no more.
Yeah.
I can barely stand the smell of vodka nowadays.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, that was the first night you got drunk, I do believe.
Yeah.
And I think it was two nights after that we killed you.
I don't think it was two nights. It might have been like
two.
No.
Well, not two nights, but I mean two more times of him drinking there.
It was, it wasn't New Year's, it was... New Year's was great, though. May all your dreams come true, bitches.
In the night that pork chop comes into the room, Jesse, I think Harrison's dead.
No, you woke me up.
Yeah, but pork chop woke me up.
Oh. Okay, so, since, you know what, let's make this the St. Patrick's Day episode and talk about some drinking stories. Same apartment, Harrison's over, I don't remember exactly when this particularly was. It wasn't the New Year's, it wasn't the night we broke the oven 8 times, it wasn't any of those, but I remember we were all drinking. I think we were playing Tiddly Drinks.
Yes, that was it.
And
100 proof vodka.
Yeah, 100 proof
Smirnoff.
First, no one bothered telling me that it was 100 proof.
And Harrison had his big boy pants on that night.
I was like, yeah, I'm the king.
So we're all drinking. I get kind of tired, and I have a couch off in the corner with my computer where we did the Mushi game previously. And so I go over there, I lay down, my legs are hanging over the armrest of this, and I'm dead to the world as far as I care. I'm asleep. I'm ready to sleep for the rest of the night. Wake up tomorrow, and apparently this is where Pork Chop, which was my roommate's sister's brother,
your roommate's brother.
He was kind of feminine.
Anyways,
he was his own brother.
My roommate's brother apparently wakes John up.
Yeah,
how did that
me,
part
me go? And Rachel. Which was that was the first time meeting you, I think.
Oh yeah, great.
He's like, John, I think Harrison's dead. And I walk out and I see Harrison slumped against the couch, his eyes open, staring off into nothing. There's no life in his eyes at all. And it's just red all down the side of him. I'm like, holy fuck! Oh god! What are we going to tell people? Holy fuck! And I'm just like, Harrison? You have no idea how relieved I was when he went,
John decides to wake me up by telling me the same thing. He comes up and whacks my knee a couple times. He's like, Jesse, wake up! We killed Harrison! What? Is this how you wake people up? Wait, did I just hear you right? Did we just kill Harrison? I go, okay. Still drunk as hell, as we all probably were that night.
Oh, God.
I stand up and I'm thinking, okay, we killed Harrison. How do we explain this to the cops? I have someone underage at my house with a blood alcohol content high enough to kill him. This is going to end very well for me. Luckily enough, you were in the bathroom heaving your guts up with Rachel rubbing your back.
Yeah. You wouldn't let anybody else in that bathroom either. Oh, just every time I'd be like, hey, Harrison, you're right. Get out!
Once we found out you were still alive, even though you were hating life, we all went back to sleep.
And then we woke up and went to breakfast.
And that was the morning of prostitute monkey butter.
Which I still randomly say to people. Yeah. No, what? I forgot where everyone went that night. It's like, you were okay, but you had puked all over my couch.
Yeah.
My roommate's brother's blankets. In the corner of the apartment.
All over the bathroom. Not even like around the toilet, it was all over the bathroom. It was like in the bathtub, if I remember correctly. I was like, why the fuck is it right there? That is 6 inches away from the toilet.
That looks porcelain mold.
I'm just lucky enough that you guys didn't see my first times drinking. I don't even remember most of them.
No, it's funny because all that played out. Like, the way I remember it is we were playing Diddly Drinks, and I remembered it up until about whenever. I remember it until it stopped. And then I remember being like, hey, I'm going to put Clerks 2 on. So I put Clerks 2 on.
And that's about when I fell asleep.
Yeah, on your computer, and I was sitting there watching it. And then somehow I went from vertical, and then I just blanked. And then I somehow fell to my side, threw up, and...
You didn't really fall to your side, just kind of slumped down a little bit.
Did I?
Like every muscle in your body relaxed.
Okay, well, let me rephrase that. When I woke up, I was sideways. And I was like, oh, God. And...
Well, don't forget, after Tiddly Drinks, you kept pronouncing, I'm the winner! 13 shots, I believe, is what you were bragging to everyone. I did more shots than anyone!
Because I was seeing other people's shots.
I'm the king of Tiddly Drinks.
I'm the king!
Yeah, you were the king of something that night. You're the king of my toilets.
You got your throne.
Exactly.
You had your face down in it.
That's not... Oh, whatever. Let's do... Let him do what he wants. He is the king, after all. Yeah, but I really... I don't remember anything from there to there. And then I remember puking. And, like, I remember, like, literally having, like, fade-in, fade-out vision as I was walking to the toilet. Don't remember puking in the toilet at all. And then I remember waking up sideways again, having puked again on the blanket. And then I remember everything from there, like going to that horrible place that we went for breakfast and the monkey
bees.
You know that? No, it wasn't Applebee's. It was a little place on the corner actually went out of business after a week.
And then, right. It's the place that goes out of business every couple months. It's like it was like the California. Yeah, it was like
or no, it's Cali- yeah, you're right, California is something.
Yeah, so it's, something went out of business.
Now, I have a question. Do either of you have a story of something that I've done stupid while drinking?
I don't think so.
Because I want to make this fair play here.
I have video.
But on the porch?
No.
Okay, then you can tell the story, but this is just for fair game purposes, because I've got John's first time drinking story.
Fuck you. Before we go on to another story, we should probably check to make sure this is actually coming through, because it looks like we're maxing it out a lot.
Oh, no, the reason it does that is because after a while, his computer slows up a bit, and it just reads like that. It's funky as hell.
Well, no, we actually are speaking kind of loud.
Yeah. You know, I've noticed it. I always watch it while we're recording. It's about normal for the time frame we're in.
Yeah.
It's processing quite a bit.
Everything comes out fine. It's just that, like, we gotta watch our volume.
Well, look at the time, how the time's moving.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed every time we've recorded, it does that.
Yeah.
Wow, we're already 40 minutes into this podcast.
We still were, like, there.
Yeah.
So anyways. Well, remember, also, some of the stuff's going to be edited out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, Jesse's stupid drinking.
Oh.
No, mine first.
No,
I've already started, the story.
No, because everybody has seen me do something stupid when I was drunk.
Oh, but no one knows not very many people know the first time of you drinking.
Right, so save the best for last.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Okay, so what's mine?
It was when Madison came back from France, and you were fucking gone.
Yeah.
And you decided to try her brawn.
Okay, I remember that.
Most people, when they get drunk, don't say, "Let me try your bra on."
Well, no, I remember that conversation, actually, quite coherently.
You didn't ask if you remembered. You asked if there's a stupid story about you.
That is a good point. That is
kind of stupid. It is kind of stupid, granted. But there was a thought behind that. I don't remember the exact thought, but I believe the thought was something along the lines of proving that my boobs are bigger than hers, which is sad in and of itself. But yes, there was a thought behind it. Not a smart one, but there was a thought. But is that really the stupidest thing I've done around you guys?
You don't really drink that much, at least here.
I like the part where, on New Year's when you were outside. And he puked on the lantern.
Not even that. He's just sitting there talking to me, and he's telling me something. I don't remember what it was. And he just goes, "Excuse me for a second." And he just keeps going on with the story.
He puked all over your ladybug lantern.
Yeah, he pukes all over the lantern, and then Brittany picks it up with her bare hands and throws it at me. Doesn't know. This was like 20 minutes later, so she didn't even know that he threw up on it.
It was all glossy and beautiful looking.
I was like, "Oh, it looks wet." No.
You do remember. But were you standing outside when I told you I puked all over it?
Yeah. No, I was there when you did it. You just kind of went,
"Bleh." It was brown.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was like brown and, like glossy and had that little sheen.
My vomit is polished, apparently. Whatever happened to that lantern?
It's still there. It hasn't been touched.
It's been washed by the rain at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, best for last. John's drinking. First time. Actually, I don't remember my first time. That's why I was like, okay, come on, people, you gotta have something on me. Some kind of dirt somewhere. Because John's takes the cake. I've gotta say. It was 2004?
Yeah, we just graduated.
We had just graduated high school, and I was dating this chick, Michelle, for like a week. And she ends up disappearing, but whatever. She had a friend named Jamie. Now, Michelle was 21 at the time, so she could buy alcohol, and we had decided that we wanted to get drunk. So we invite John, Jamie, and it's me and Michelle in my room. What did we have?
We had, we drank half a bottle of vodka each and chased it with Mountain Dew.
And then we ended up drinking the rest of the girls, like, Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, it was a...
Triple Black and...
Yeah, And, like, green apple or something.
Yeah, so... We get pretty well wasted. John's never been drunk before. Jamie ends up leaving. He gets a little depressed, but he can't stop... He's sitting, rocking a little bit, back and forth, going, I'm so happy I'm a happy drunk. I'm so happy I'm a happy drunk.
I was scared I was going to be a mean drunk.
So I get tired of hearing, I'm so happy I'm a happy drunk. I go, John, we get it. You're a happy drunk. Here, pencil, paper, write it down. Just stop saying it. So, about an hour goes by, and we notice John's just going crazy with his pencil and paper. Michelle ends up getting the paper from him. Now, mind you, it's not full sheets of paper. It's like one of those half-size notebook kind of things. Mm-hmm. But John had wrote 3 pages. In these 3 pages, first off, at the very top of the first page, he drew a really nice picture of like a demon dragon looking thing. So apparently John's quite the artist while drunk. So I want to hand him pen and paper, but because of this, I can't hand him pen and paper ever again while he's drunk.
I made him promise.
Yes. Because of the rest of the note. So he goes on how he is a sad little demon. So I'm assuming that was a self-portrait on the top of the paper.
It's writing his demon biography.
And how he thought that Jamie had a cute butt. And he just prattles on for a while, and then somewhere around the middle of the paper he goes, Earth, fire, wind, water, heart, by your powers combined, I'm Captain Planet.
That was the whole killing point, was just that. It was just like, how can you top this?
Especially with how he's going on how he likes Jamie. The part that I think is most fucked up about this whole thing, Jamie comes back after a while, and Michelle gives her the letter.
Oh, what a bitch.
She stepped on me too, Jamie.
Do you remember what you wrote in that thing?
Somewhat.
I tell you, it was great. I you can't really top it. I mean, it was great. I loved it. John's first time getting drunk, and he quotes Captain Planet in a love letter where he calls himself a happy little demon.
No, it was a sad little demon.
A sad little demon.
It was a sad little demon because Jamie was gone.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, yes, that was the first time Harrison got drunk, and then we killed him. First time John got drunk. Unfortunately...
And they shamed me.
Huh?
And they shamed me.
And they shamed you. Hey, some people might think that kind of thing's endearing. You don't know.
Well, apparently Jamie didn't. Because she forced you out of bed and slept with Michelle. You slept
really?
On the oranges. Yeah, you don't remember that? You slept on the oranges.
Oh, yes, that's right. I slept on oranges that night. Apparently, I had a lot of oranges at the foot of my bed that I slept on. Mind you, for the past 3 days, all I had eaten was oranges.
Yeah.
It was not very healthy. Anyways, turned out Jamie is quite the drug addict and whatnot. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, you dodged a good bullet there. I just really wish that someone knew some of my old drinking stories so that you guys could hear them, because I don't remember a lot of them.
I don't have any.
Aside from being in my underwear, wrestling, Roman Greco style, with my brother's roommate, because he thought he was more badass than me, and I ended up elbowing him in the mouth and making him bleed. The next day, he calls me up from his work, because he worked at Domino's. He's like, do you want a pizza? So apparently I made him my bitch.
You give me free pizza!
There was the time, but I guess it's kind of a story of you and me, where we're playing beer pong, and to distract the other side, we all start dropping our pants. So we're sitting there doing the wiggle section from...
wiggle, 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 yeah!
Behind the cups, in just our underwear.
No, Harris has got a pretty good one with me in beer pong involving my pants.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. So
I wasn't even drunk.
We're all at my friend Mike's house playing beer pong in his garage. And Jesse gets there a little after we've already started. And him. It was you and Tracy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were playing as a team. And I wasn't playing at the time, I don't think.
No, you were just watching off the side.
Yeah, it was like Mike.
Because I wouldn't have had a chance to try to get the ball back.
I think
it was
you
playing.
Versus Mike and Sierra.
I think so.
I think so, yeah. And anyway, were you going to, like, grab the ball? Or were you throwing
it? It had bounced off of the rim of my cup and landed on the table. Uh-huh. And so my reaction is, it's on the table. Get it.
Yeah.
Because then I could do the whole, you know, trick shot thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever the
one was. That's right. Okay, so you shot, and it rebounded off their cups, went back, and our rule is that if you grab it when it comes back and it's still on the table, then you get to shoot a trick shot. And so he goes to reach out and grab it real quick. He reaches too far, and his leg slips out a little bit too far, and rips his pants right in the crotch. And and now he just kind of, like, stands straight up immediately, and is like, has anyone got any pants?
Well, the worst part about the whole thing.
Well, everyone's just like, why? Like, well, does anyone have any shorts or anything like that? Like, why? Like, I ripped my pants. And they're like, oh, well, that isn't a problem. I mean, you're wearing underwear, aren't you?
No.
Just silence. like, no. Everyone just cracks up.
By the way, I still have Mike's shorts.
Yes. Mike went and gave you his USC Trojans elastic shorts.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And you finished the game in those.
Did I win?
I don't think so.
Damn it. It wasn't even worth it then.
It has, like, your brand new pants, and he went and ripped them. It was a huge rip.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like,
from ass crack to ball sack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fun drinking stories.
Yeah.
Took the place of RoboCop story. Because RoboCop sucks. Anyways.
That's really good. I have to jump back into movie news. We can skip that one. Pretty much, yeah.
Because the Avengers is coming out, they're doing a...
Yeah, so on May 3rd, select AMC theaters are going to be doing a Marvel movie marathon, at least all the ones that pertain to the Avengers, like Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, and Cap, and then the Avengers at midnight.
Oh, good God, that's a lot of fucking movies.
Yeah.
To sit through.
And then Thor and Captain America are in 3D. And then you, like, get the 3D showing of Avengers as well for $40.
That's actually kind of cheap.
It's actually, yeah, pretty cheap. Especially for all the seeing them in the theater again, and then all day long.
But, though, I think that's way too long to have to sit in
the
theater.
Yeah, that's kind of for the immensely hardcore.
You figure 2 hours per, that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12... It's over 12 hours of movies.
Yeah.
You'd be there all fucking day. It'd be like watching Stephen King's fucking Rose Red. God, I hate that show. Movie. Crap.
Well, anyway, yeah.
It's
not worth skipping work for.
No.
Definitely not.
So, more Avengers news. Okay, that was more Avengers.
Yeah, I didn't watch the... Apparently, the Japanese trailer has some more scenes and stuff, like the... Whatever the Avengers ship is called. Or whatever. Has stuff like that in it, but... It's gonna get to the point where there's so much footage out, you're just gonna end up seeing the movie. Draw the trailers. But, anyway.
Isn't that what always happens?
Yeah, that's why I only watched the second one, because that was the best one.
Okay, so Battle Royale on DVD and Blu-ray.
It's finally coming. I think it was our first movie news story... Back on episode 1 or 2. And so yeah, Battle Royale's finally coming out on DVD and Blu-ray on Tuesday, March 20th.
I'll just keep my digital copy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's they're coming out with the like the 4-disc special edition that comes with...
One weapon?
That'd be awesome.
One random weapon.
But
well, no, think about it. It'd be really cool. This special edition disc comes with like a little plastic
Yeah, it comes with like a little survival kit and then like yeah.
That'd be awesome. I'd want to buy it.
That'd be cool. But yeah, with like the little Battle Royale insignia on it.
Yeah.
From the movie. That'd be pretty cool. But they have it's a director's cut. I forget what the other one is. What the other one's called. I think it's like original cut or something like that. And then Battle Royale 2 and then like a behind the scenes DVD.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And it comes with a lot of other extras.
Like I said, I'd only get it if it came with
Have you seen the full instructional video? You know how they watched the video of that really bubbly girl doing like, oh, your head's gonna pop off and shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, they have like the full video on there.
Oh.
It's one of the special edition things. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that.
Jurassic
Park is getting
3D.
Yeah, it's not a new movie. They're just re-releasing the original Jurassic Park in 3D.
Kind of like what they did with
everything else.
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Make it 3D. Make it 3D.
Make more money.
Alright.
The problem with the 3D-ing a movie that was not originally shot in 3D with the two cameras is they have to run it through a computer program that darkens the image and makes it kind of blurry at the same time as it splits it to make it 3D.
Yeah.
So it actually makes a much more inferior movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, they're doing it.
None of us are looking forward to the Jurassic Park 3D.
No. Nor Titanic.
Titanic 3D?
Yeah.
You can actually watch Leonardo DiCaprio drown and feel like you're there.
I might go for that. I might go to that for the 3D boobies, but...
3D boobs.
So, like, how does it feel when the ice water fills your lungs and...
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What happened last time we tried to see 3D boobs?
I don't know. It didn't really work out that well.
Yeah. So, what makes you think Titanic 3D boobs are going to be any better than My Bloody Valentine 3D boobs?
Because, the Titanic has a more iconic set of boobies.
Fair enough.
Alright, so Cat in the Hat reboot.
With more boobs. God, Cat in the Hat does not need a reboot.
Nothing that has been getting reboots needs a reboot.
As well as Leprechaun.
No, wait, I want that to reboot, except for I'm not too thrilled that they're getting the WWE involved.
Well, they might. It's the story is technically that they're still using the original guy, Warwick Davis, but why would WWE be involved unless they had a WWE superstar in there?
The Rock.
Yeah, the protagonist, the teenage protagonist is going to be The Rock.
But in doubt, put The Rock in a film.
Or like the...
No, you just put The Rock as the leprechaun. You stick him on green screen. Just make him really small.
You can do that. I've been playing with green screen.
There's multiple leprechauns.
And they're all
so it's going to be Warwick Davis alongside Hornswoggle and a shrunk The Rock. No, but... The only thing I could see would be them having a second leprechaun or replacing Warwick Davis with Hornswoggle, or making like the sister like originally played by Jennifer Aniston like a diva or something like that. Like that would be the only thing that makes sense to me. Unless they kill off a bunch of WWE superstars as random fucking leprechaun fodder.
Did you ever see Leprechaun in Space or whatever that one
was? Oh god, I love that one. It's
so
bad.
Awesome.
It's so bad, but it's amazing.
I've actually never seen any of them. That's another one of those ones that
next time
I couldn't see because my mom was too conservative.
Okay, well we will acquire them and you will watch them.
I forgot me Novocaine. Gotta love that. See that's one reboot I am looking forward to. I'll say that.
The original still holds up though.
It does. Really does.
Most horror movies do though.
I just want to see how they're going to reiterate the Leprechaun series.
Yeah.
Are they still going to? Well, wait. Oh, you don't mind giving away the end of movies, do you? I wonder if they're still going to, like, defeat him by using a slingshot, a beat of chewing gum, and a four-leaf clover. You remember that?
I don't think I do.
They took a slingshot, took a four-leaf clover, put it in some gum, pulled the slingshot back, and shot it down his throat. And I think he blew up.
In a well.
My rule on movies is if it's over 6 years old, you can ruin the ending for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had enough time to get to it.
I would say if it's been out for 2 years, then you should have seen it by now.
Yeah, well,
like on DVD.
Six
for years
is conservative most of the time. I don't really care as long if it's been more than a year.
Yeah.
Yes, but yeah, what if they're going to finish it the same way? Just a wad of chewing gum down
the throat?
I doubt
it. I doubt it.
That'd be awesome.
But yeah, that'll be
interesting. The germs!
I think it'll still be worth a watch.
Okay.
Anywho,
it's time for game news.
Our tiny bit of game news, which luckily because we're just now hitting over an hour. But so Diablo 3 has its release date.
Bullshit.
And I called it.
Bullshit.
I called it again.
Bullshit.
A couple months away, May 15th.
Guaranteed they're going to push it.
I don't know. If they gave it a release date, I think it's coming out.
Guaranteed they're going to push it.
Doubt it.
By 3 months.
Doubt it.
You called the release date?
Yeah. Well, no, I said it was going to be 2 to 3 months away.
Okay. Oh, I remember that now.
Yeah, no. They're going to push it to another 3 months.
I don't know.
How many times did they say, we're going to release it this year? We're going to release it this year? We're going to release it this year? They've said this for like four years now.
That's Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Yeah, Duke Nukem Forever was like 16 years. Yeah. God.
And it came too late.
And it had balls of fail.
Diablo 3, seriously, I remember 2-3 years ago going, wow, this game's going to be awesome. You know, the concept, size matters. Like, if the boss is huger than you, can fucking pick you up and throw you across the thing. I like the concept, I'm like, I can't wait to play this. And now I don't give a rat's ass anymore. I'm not... The thrill is gone.
Have you guys seen the internet meme where a guy picks up a woman by texting her lines from Duke Nukem?
What?
Yeah, it's posted on somewhere. And he just...
somewhere.
Yeah.
That's not vague.
No, it's somewhere.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, actually, I have no idea where the hell it is. But he texts her like... let me pull it up real quick.
Hail to the King, baby.
Actually, yeah, that's one of them.
Anyway.
Which was originally a Army of Darkness quote.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually Evil
mm-hmm.
Dead.
Yeah.
Was it Evil Dead? No, Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness. Yeah. Anyway, while he's looking that up, out last week, or last Tuesday, Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Generations is out.
When in doubt, add a funky word at the end and re-release the same game.
Pretty much.
Generations.
It's
Revelations.
Like, it's like now you can play as the younger generation, but it's probably still going to be just like all of the newer anime fighting games where you have all the old characters, but you don't get to play as them in the story or anything like that. They're just there.
All right, so I found it. It's going to go back and forth between him and her. His opening text was, "Hey, beautiful." Her, "Wow, thanks, that was unexpected." Him, "I'm not saying it because it's nice."
Okay,
I'm saying
this.
It because
screw
it's
this.
True.
Screw this. You play the guy, you play the girl.
All right.
Wait, no.
you've got the one.
Shut
hand.
Up.
You've got the pair for it. All right, so.
Wait, where are we at?
So John is the guy. John is the guy, Jesse is the female.
Should start over again. All right. "Hey, beautiful.
Wow, thanks, that was unexpected.
I'm not saying it because it's nice. I'm saying it because it's true.
Wow, my. What's gotten into you? You're in a really sweet mood right now.
I realize it's time to talk to beautiful girls and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of gum."
You're expecting me to be able to read this? "You know I have a boyfriend, right? Why are you saying this to me anyway?
I've got balls of steel."
"LOL, you probably do, because he's being pissed." Oh, wait. "Because he'd be pissed if he saw this."
"I'm an equal opportunity ass kicker."
"Ha ha, oh my god, you're so weird today. Tell me, I'm beautiful and now you're acting like alpha?"
"All alpha."
"Huh?"
"All alpha."
"Oh, you're acting all alpha, okay."
"Balls of steel."
Right. "Look, honestly, I think you're kind of cute, so if you're not doing anything right now, why don't..." Where am I? So if you're not doing it... Yeah, if you're not doing anything right now, why don't you come over? Just don't tell anyone, okay?"
"Hail to the King, baby."
"LOL, just get me the hell... Or just get the hell over here."
"Damn, I'm good."
And scene.
Yeah, so the guy used a Duke Nukem soundboard pretty much to pick up a girl.
Never
mind. I'm gonna know. So on top of that, on top of Naruto coming out, also FIFA Street.
Boo.
It's I played the demo. It's immensely complicated.
Boo.
It's not one of those like pick up and play games. It's like really you have to learn the control scheme and all that.
Wait, why did you try FIFA?
Because it's a street game.
It's soccer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's soccer. It's weird. It's got like you hold left trigger and he does a certain set of moves like with his feet. And
so tricks. It's like Tony Hawk with a soccer ball.
Well, no, it's like NBA Street, but with soccer ball, therefore making it immensely more complicated.
This topic bores me. On to the next.
Yes. Then there's Silent Hill Downpour.
What system?
PS3 and 360.
Fuck yeah. Wait. Possibly fuck yeah. Last few Silent Hill games have not been that great.
I heard it got pretty bad ratings. But okay, well. Then again, there were a couple of people that liked it. I think you'd like it. So maybe if...
Do you know if they have demo?
Not yet. Okay. But I have it on my queue, so if I get it, then we'll play through it together or something.
Okay.
But that's all for last week. Out this week, on Tuesday and Wednesday, I got Operation Raccoon City, Resident Evil. Which is like, I think it's all multiplayer. Kind of like
I'm kind of looking forward to that one, actually.
It looks pretty cool.
Because it looks like they're bringing back the virus.
Yeah, they are, definitely.
And that has...
It's like, it's back during Resident Evil 2 times, but you play as the villains. You play as Umbrella.
Oh.
Yeah.
That actually sounds interesting.
And it's like a, you're fighting through zombies and stuff, and trying to kill the heroes. At least in one of the modes you are. And then there's one called Nemesis mode where you're trying to fight and find the Nemesis control laptop type of thing, and then you get to control Nemesis and he goes and just tears shit apart.
Nice.
So I mean, it sounds pretty.
Do you get
to name
him Wiggleton Keys Tally Licker?
Maybe. No, I don't know. Probably. I'm guessing no. But
damn,
you get to rampage as a Nemesis with a rocket launcher. So
nice.
I think that's what I'm going to name everything in video games from now on. You can name
Wiggleton P. Tally Licker. Ninja Gaiden 3 comes out as well.
If they go back to the same as number 1, then I'll be interested. But if they continue from number 2, no.
It looks completely different than both of those. It's more like supposedly he's got more of like a hack and slash feel, but it's still kind of precision. But he's got new moves.
Well, I don't mind new graphics, new moves, new this, new that. But if it feels anything like 2. I'm not going to be interested. Anything like 2.
He's got... It sounds more like what the difference was between Devil May Cry 1, 2, and 3 to Devil May Cry 4. Because he has, like, some kind of... There's something wrong with his arm. Like, he has like demon blood infused in his arm or some bullshit like that. And so he has, like, this new gimmick. So I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. But it's like... I don't know. Yeah.
We'll see when it comes out.
I have to see
demos
more.
Demos and things like that.
Yeah. It's one of the games I'm hoping I'll get so I can check it out.
Yeah.
Armored Core 5... finally comes out, but I still haven't heard anything about it other than it's Armored Core 5.
Yeah. Well, you played any of the other ones? You probably played this one.
Probably.
Just different pieces.
Yeah. It's probably better than 4, though. I played the demo of 4 and it was just like, blah.
Mm-hmm. I've never been a huge fan of the Armored Core series. It was alright, but nothing huge.
I think 2 was my favorite out of the ones that I played.
I don't know.
I think it was on PlayStation
numbers.
Or something like that, but yeah. And Silent Hill HD Collection comes out. It's, 2 and 3. So.
2, yay.
If you
3,
yeah.
Boo.
If you haven't played 2, that'd be a good place to pick it up and play that at least.
I've actually never played Silent Hill 1.
I played a little bit of it. I didn't get very far.
Let me guess, the room with the piano?
You know what? I don't even think I got past the school. I just rented it from Blockbuster.
See, like I said, I never played it, but everyone I've ever talked to who's played Silent Hill 1, they always stop playing at the
they
same.
They have some really shitty puzzles in that game. It's
yeah, they always stop at the same puzzle. Mm-hmm. It's this piano, and you have to actually play the piano.
That's weird.
To be able to get to the next room. But in order to do that, you need to know how to read sheet music.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
This was back before the internet was widely distributed, too, so it's not like you can just look it up.
That was like a couple months before GameFAQs was started, or something like that.
So, yeah, I started with Silent Hill 2, and I liked
Silent
Hill 2.
Was a great game.
I still, when I hear dragging steel or scraping steel, kind of go...
Or static-y radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that game's pretty awesome. And then there's Kid Icarus Uprising.
It needs to be out on the Wii.
Yeah.
Fuck the DSs.
I hear okay things about it.
Fuck the DSs. Put it out on the Wii.
I don't have a 3DS, so I won't be playing it. So.
Exactly.
There you go.
Put it out on the Wii. Then we'll play it.
Exactly. I think that's it.
I think we're done.
I think so.
We just had to throw a couple of drinking stories in there to round out the time.
Yeah, there you go.
Because otherwise we would have never made it to an hour.
It would have been filled with John's munching noises.
See if we get the, Stop choking on cough, John.
I don't choke on cock. I know how to suppress my gag reflex.
Hey, what are you doing later tonight?
Well, we already know you're going home with him.
No way to end that.
There really isn't.
Anything you say after that will be completely irrelevant.
Have a good night, y'all, because I know I am.
Try as hard as you can to sleep as well as Jesse's going to tonight. That's all, folks.
Make a squeal like a pig.
You can't squeal with your cock in his mouth. Good night, everyone.